Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Chav Vav, and we are at the last line, the last word of Daf Chav Hei Amid Beis, Tanu Rabbana. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadio Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sar Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Rafal Kas Ben Feiga, Simcha Doiv Ber Ben Chaya Freda, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meir Chava Bas Shoshana, Rechama Yiska Miriam Bas Tziro Bracha, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilu Nishmas, Doiv Berel Ben Reb Yaakov David. So continuing to discuss Halachos in Avelos, specifically today's daf is going to discuss Halachos in Kriya, Zokta Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Ve'elu Kroin She'em Esachen. The following are people that have an obligation to rice Kriya, to tear their garment, but not only do they have an obligation of Kriya, but Ein Mesachen. The halacha is they're not allowed to sew back this article of clothing that they tore. It's a long list. If someone rices kriya because of the ptira of their father or mother, or if someone has a rebbe that taught him Torah, he dies as a chi of kriya. If the nasi dies, if the avbezdin dies, so this is very general. If someone hears bad news, if somebody hears, or if somebody himself utters the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he does it in a defamatory way. So if someone is Mevarech Es Hashem, which is a Lashon Saginar, meaning he's Mekalo, Kaviyach, Val Sefer Torah Shenisraf, or if somebody sees a Sefer Torah being burnt, Val Ori Yehuda, if somebody sees the Ori Yehuda, what were once beautiful, majestic cities, but now they lie in ruins. Val HaMikdash, if someone sees the Makam HaMikdash. Val Yerushalayim, if someone sees Yerushalayim Bechurbanu. Says the Brice of a Kireya al-Mikdash, someone is supposed to rise Kriya if he sees the Makam HaMikdash, Umoysef al-Yerushalayim, and then he's supposed to add a little bit to the Kriya because of the ruins of Yerushalayim. Either way, a lot of different ideas mentioned in the Brice, and the Gemara is going to go through them. Zok the Gemara, Aviv, V'imoy, V'rabbi, Shalom, Deitar, Minolon, the first three that were mentioned in the list, that V'elu, Kire, V'imesachet, father, mother, and a Rebbe that taught him Torah. What's the Makar to this? The Pasuk says, and the entire Pasuk is, V'elisha Roya. Elisha was witnessing, but who mitzayik, and he began to yell, "Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael, Ufarashav." So, what did he see? He saw Eliyahu HaNavi suddenly disappear. He was Allah Hashamayim Basara. This wind comes, and it took Eliyahu HaNavi away from him. And Elisha realized that his Rebbe, his mentor, who he refers to as a father, Avi, Avi, was taken away from him. V'loy ra'ohu oid. And he never saw him again. And the pasuk says, "Vayichazik bivgadav." He grabbed onto his clothing. "Vayikra'im." He tore them lishnayim kara'im into two tears. Says the Gemara, "Mimashmish in emar vayikra'im." Says the Gemara, "Avi avi." What does that mean? Is that avi v'ima? It's referring to father and mother. "Rechav Yisrael ufarashav." Says Rabbi Shalom the Torah. That means Rabbi. "My mashma." How do you know that? I mean, where do you see Rabbi Shalom the Torah? "Kidem targum Rav Yosef." Rav Yosef, who we know was a big bucky, he was an expert in targum. So the way he was matargum this pasuk was, he said, "Rabbi, Rabbi, the tavlohing li Yisrael." Rabbi, who was so good to the Jews, but tzloisei through his tefillah mirasichen ufarashen, more so than people would be safe and protected if they had chariots and they had people that were riding those chariots. Either way, Elisha refers to Eliyahu HaNavi as Avi Avi Rechev Yisrael Ufarasha, which Pashit was all a description of Eliyahu HaNavi. But Chazal Darshan, Avi, father, Avi, mother. Rechev Yisrael Ufarasha, that's a Rebbe that protects like the Rechev Yisrael Ufarashav. And what did Elisha do? He writes Kriya. So you see that one is obligated to write Kriya for all these different people. Says the Gemara, "V'loy mesachin minol." How do you know that this Kriya is of such a nature that after the Kriya, it's not okay for the person to sew it back together? Dechsev, because the pasuk says, "Vayachaseg bivgadav." He grabbed onto his clothing, "Vayikarim lishnayim," and he tore him into two, kroim, two different tears. Match v'shnema vayikarim any dash of lishnayim. If he tore it, obviously it was into two. So why does the pasuk have to emphasize vayikarim lishnayim elam alamich akruim va'indim lishnayim la'olim? The pasuk is trying to say they always have to be two, meaning it's aser for the person to go and So it back, says the Gemara. Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan a Geshmak Akasha. He said, so we're learning the halachas of Kriya from the fact that Elisha tore Kriya over Eliyahu HaNavi. He said, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Ufarashav. We learn from here the Chi of Kriya for a father, a mother, and for Rabbi Shalem Deitar. And not only do we learn a Chi of Kriya, but we learn from here, V'loy Mesachin, says the Gemara. From who? From Eliyahu. Eliyahu Chayhu. Eliyahu's alive. Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, Eliyahu didn't die. Eliyahu's alive. Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, Kimin dechsivu le'ra'o oid. Being that it says that Elisha didn't see Eliyahu anymore, le'gabedi dey kemeis dami. Towards him, it was kemeis. But Rish Lakish's kasha was a very geshmaka one. Eliyahu Anavi never really died. And because he never really died, so l'chur, there's no chayvas kriya. So how could we learn dine kriya for someone that dies from someone that never died? So the Gemara says that it's true he never died, but he's kimeis dami. It's interesting, because usually, conventionally, one can easily think of Eliyahu HaNavi, he died, but he's ki'ilu, he's chai. It's just the opposite. He never died. Chaihu. It's ki'ilu meis dami. It's as if he died. But really, Eliyahu HaNavi is alive. He's kemeis dami. The afal pikein, because he's kemeis dami, there's a ki'ilu. That's enough for us to be able to learn the laws of Kriya. So moving along with the list. Nasi va'av bezdin v'shmoy sarois mel. How do we know that there's a chi of Kriya if someone hears that the Nasi died, the Avbezdin died, or in general, someone hears shmoy sarois? And again, not only how do we know there's a chi of Kriya, but how do we know it's that level of Kriya where v'loy mesachin, the person's not let a soul back to get the chsiv, because the Pasik says, Vayichazik David bivgadav. David grabbed onto his clothing. Vayikareim, Vayikroim, and he tore them. Vagam kolo anosha mashu imtai. And all the people that were with him did the same thing. Vayispedu, and they were maspid. Vayivku, and they cried. Vayitzuma, and they fasted. Ado erev until the evening. Why? What was the news that they got? So the Pasik says, Al shol, Vayahoinesim benoi, Val am Hashem, Val beis Yisrael, kinaflu bachar. Because they'd gotten word that shol and his son Yoinesim and so many other Jews, they had been defeated by the Philistines, by the Plishtim, and this was David HaMelech's reaction. One of the things he did was he raised Kriya. So the Gemara says like this, Al Shol, when he raised Al Shol, why is it Nasi? Shol was the Nasi. Yehoinesin is Av Bezin, he was Av Bezin. Al Am Hashem Val Beis Yisrael, Ilu Shmois Arois, that's just general Shmois Arois. So you see from here that one has a Chi of Kriya for all these different groups. Amalei Rav, Bar Shabbat Rav Kana, Shrabba Shabbat Rav Kana, Ve'ema Adah HaBakulu. Maybe the only time there's a Chi of Kriya is if someone hears all of that. Meaning we're learning it from David. David didn't just hear that the Nasi died. He didn't just hear the Av Bezin. He didn't just hear Shmois Arois. He heard all of the above. So maybe someone that hears all of the above has a Chi of Kriya. But maybe if somebody would only hear one of them or two of them, maybe he wouldn't have a chiyuv. So the Gemara says, he told him back, Omrale, Rav Kahana told Rav Bar Shabu, al hifseko inyan. That being that it says, Vayotsumu ado erev al sha'ol, va'al yohinesen, va'al am Hashem, va'al beis Yisrael. So the word al is mafsik, and that's coming to show that for each one of these groups individually, there would be a chiyuv kriya. Says the Gemara, Mikarina Shmoy Serois, that's true. That's a chiyuv kriya for Shmoy Serois, from Omrale, the Shmuel. They told Shmuel, Kotal Shvam Malka, Tresa Alfi, Yehudoi, Bemzigas Kesari. They told Shmuel that the Shvar Malka killed 12,000 Jews in Mezigas Kesari, for Loikara. And he didn't raise Kriya. Now, if somebody hears that 12,000 Yidden were killed, that's Shmuel's Royce. So had he not raised Kriya, so the Gemara says, it sounds like there's no Chiyav Kriya for Shmuel's Royce. So the Gemara says, Layamra Elabar Roiv Tzibur. The only time there's such a Chiyav is if it was Roiv Tzibur, Ukemaise Shahaya. And like the story that happened when David HaMelech raised Kriya, when he heard what happened to Shaul and Yoinesen, Val Am Hashem Val Beis Yisrael. Over there was Roiv Tzibur, therefore there was a Chiyav Kriya. 12,000 Jews that died in Mezigas Kesari was obviously a terrible, terrible calamity, but it wasn't Roiv Tzibur. Now, there's a big shaila in the Rishayin on what Roiv Tzibur even means. If you look at Rashi, top line, the Roiv Tzibur, two words, Roiv Yisrael, which loosely translated is the majority of Klal Yisrael. Now, the problem is that when Shaul was defeated by the Plishtim, wasn't the majority of Klal Yisrael, there were a lot of Yidden, but it wasn't the majority of Klal Yisrael. So the Rishayim struggle a little bit to understand, number one, what does Roiv Tzibur then mean? And Befrat, what does Rashi mean? When Rashi says Roiv Yisrael, because that doesn't seem to be correct, if you go through the Psukim and Shmuel Beis that describe Shaul's fall in the hands of the Plishtim, doesn't sound like it was Roiv Klal Yisrael. Either way, that's what the Gemara says. If it's Roiv Tzibur, then that's considered Shmuel Yisrael that obligates Kriya, if it's not Rav Tzibur, fear not. And that's why Shmuel, even though we heard 12,000 Jews were killed, but he didn't write Kriya. But the Gemara has a problem with the story. So Shvar Malka killed 12,000 Jews, and Mikata Shvar Malka Yehudai didn't even kill any Jews. Shvar Malka told Shmuel, Tesili, I'm going to get Schar. Right, so we have Gemaras and Shas with Tanom and Amiram said, Tesili, right? Miyamai, what's your miyamai? Right, all the tzaddikim, they said they're going to get tzchar. So Shvar Malka also had a miyamai. He had a teisili. His teisili was, I mean, he set the bar very low. Like, kakli Yehudim meyadam. He said, I never killed any Jews. And because of the fact I never killed Jews, I know I'm going to get a special place in Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, so what? Here we have a story where he killed 12,000 Yehudai. And here, where in his mind, he's like, Ben Olam Haba, because of his teisili. So the Gemara says, Hasam over there, Inu garmi lenafshayu. When Shmar Malka said that he never killed any Jews, what he meant to say was that he never went and attacked frivolously for no reason, just based on anti-Semitism or some political agenda that he might have had. But what happened when the 12,000 Yidden were killed was they themselves had caused it onto themselves. The Amr Rab Ami said, "Lekol yiseri de mezigas kesari." So kol means the noise. Yiseri are the strings of a harp. So because of the sounds of music that were emanating from Mezigas Kesari, that's that place where the 12,000 Jews were killed, Pakashur de Lutki, the wall of Lutki was breached. Meaning, what happened was these Jews had rebelled against Shvar Malka. So what was Shvar Malka supposed to do? So obviously, he had no choice. He had to fight back. That's not necessarily the same as going for no reason, being on the offensive and attacking the Yidden. So when Shvar Malka said, what he meant to say was that he never chaperoned. And because he never chaperoned, he never did it. Rashi's lashon is bechinam. He never did it for no reason. So if he never did it for no reason, that's why he's going to be rewarded. We have a ma'aseh shei kachayu where he killed 12,000 Jews. That wasn't for no reason. They had rebelled. He was just taking revenge. He was protecting his turf. And for that reason, he still thought in his mind that that's not going to get in the way of his olam hab. Okay. Val birchas Hashem minolon. How do we know that for birchas Hashem, someone that's mevarchas Hashem or someone hears birchas Hashem, that that also is an obligation of kriya? The chesiv, the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Melachim Beis. Vayavoy Eliyakim ben Chilkiah Asher alabayis. So Eliyakim ben Chilkiah, he was in charge of the house. He came. Veshevna hasoifer. He came along with Shevna the scribe. Veyoyach ben Asav hamaskir. And Yoyach ben Asav, whose job it was to be maskir, he would tell and say what was going on. El Chizkiyo, they came to the king Chizkiyo, Kuruye Begadim, they were wearing torn Begadim, Vayagidule, and they told him, Divrei Rav Shake. They told him what Rav Shake had done. Now, what did Rav Shake do? He was Mevarich Es Hashem. And the Pasuk says that they came Kuruye Begadim. They came with torn clothing. So you see that if someone hears a Birchas Hashem, he's obligated to tear his clothing. Tanu Rabbanan, on this stone, Echad Hashem Meir, someone that hears the Birchas Hashem, the Echad Hashemaya, Mipi Hashemaya. Or if someone hears it from someone else that heard, Chayiv Lekrei has a Chiyiv Kriya. V'ha'edim, the Edim, meaning someone that's Mevarchas Hashem is Chayiv Misa. If he's Chayiv Misa, that means it's going to be a trial. There's going to be a court case. If there's going to be a court case, there's going to have to be Edim, which means that in the court, whatever happened is going to be repeated. So says the Braisa, v'ha'edim ein chayavim l'kraya. The edim, who are going to have no choice, but they're going to have to repeat now what they heard, they don't have to write kriya again. Shekvar karu b'shash shamu. Because they already write kriya when they heard it the first time. So even though now they're repeating what happened, they have no choice, they have to. But at the same time, there's no kriya. So the Gemara says, b'shash shamu may have a hakashami hashto. Why is that a svara? They raise kriya then, okay, but now they heard it again. If somebody hears Birchas Hashem twice, he would have to raise kriya twice. So what do you mean they heard a B'shash Hashem? Now they should have a chiv again. I hear it's a svara, but it's based on a pasuk. Because the pasuk says, "Vayikishmaya Hamel Chizkiyo." When Chizkiyo heard the Birchas Hashem, "Vayikras Begadav," he tore his clothing. "Vayiskas Basak," and he covered himself with sackcloth. "Vayovay Beis Hashem." And what does the pasuk say? That when Chizkiyo heard, he went and he tore his clothing. Hamelach Kara Vehem Loikara. It sounds like only the king did. Nobody else did. Why didn't everyone else? Because they had done it already. So once somebody does it at that point, he's not mechuyev to do it again. Says the Gemara, "V'leim esachim inol." How do we know that if someone's mevarchas Hashem, he doesn't have a chiyev, or he's not allowed to sew the clothing back? Asya kriya kriya. We learn from Gzeirah Shavah of kriya. Now Rashi says the Gzeirah Shavah is from David. So there's a lot of issues with Rashi. In fact, it's a Mefurash Gemara somewhere that the Gemara says that we don't learn it from David, we learn it from Elisha. Some change the Gersa that the Gzer Shav is not David. Rashi really meant Elisha. Either way, Vait. Sefer Torah Shenis Rav Minolon. How do we know that if somebody sees Sefer Torah that's burnt, that he has a Chiv Kriya? The Chiv the Pasuk says, Vayihi Kikro Yehudi Shalosh Dlosois, Varba Yikra Eho, Bitar Hasoifer, Vahashlech El Hoish, Asher El Hoach, Atoim Kola Megillah Aloish, Asher Al Hoach. So this is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Vav. The context is that Yirmiyahu was saying Nevuah that if the Yidden don't do tshuva, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, are going to be destroyed. Nobody was listening. So Yirmiyahu decided that he's going to write the Nevuah down on paper. He's going to give it to them in writing. And maybe seeing it is going to impact them differently. And maybe then they're going to realize that this is for real. So Yirmiyahu sits down and he writes Megillas Eicha. Now Rashi in the beginning of Megillas Eicha says he didn't write the whole Eicha, he only wrote some of Eicha. But he writes the many of the Prokim and the Psukim of Sefer Eicha. And he presents it to the Melech at the time, who was the king Yoyakim. So Yoyakim has somebody read Eicha for him, and he's listening, and clearly doesn't like what he's hearing. So what he did was, the Gemara is going to explain, that he instructed his chevra to take a tar, to take a knife, a scissor, and to cut out all the shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He took the shemois, and he threw it into a fire. So this is the Sreifa of the Sefer Torah that the Gemara is going to focus on now. Now, just to be clear, this wasn't a Sefer Torah. This was Megillas Eicha. It was Nevi'im Uksuvim. And that's why in Shulchan Aruch, this halach of Sefer Torah and Nisraf is not exclusive to a Sefer Torah. It's true for all Sifrei Tanakh. How do we know that? Because the whole Makar to Sefer Torah Shen Nisraf, as we're about to learn, is Psukim and Ksuvim, it's Sefer Eicha. Either way, so the Gemara is going to just go through these Psukim a little bit and get to the Maskana that we just mentioned. So Vayik Kro Yehudi Shalish Dolosei Zvarba. So the Gemara says, my Shalish Dolosei Zvarba. What happened? Omru Leilo Yok. They told you, Yokim, Kasev Yirmiyahu Sefer Kinnis. Yirmiyahu wrote Sefer Kinnis, or more accurately, what we refer to today as Sefer Eicha. So Yoyakim told the people that told him, Maksivbe, what does it say? So he started reading Psukim. Eicha Yashva Badat. It says, Eicha Yashva Badat. Amaluhu. So he told him, I'm not Malka. That's nothing to do with me. Eicha Yashva Badat. Yeah, I hear. The city is not doing well. But he said, as long as I'm having a good day, this doesn't affect me. I'm not Malka. I'm fine. Right? Amalei, he told him. Then Yirmiyahu wrote, Bochay Sifke Balayla. That's the second pasuk. She cries at night. He says, I hear she cries. The people, my chevra, are not doing well. But I'm not Malka. It's not affecting me. Go to Yehuda Meyoni. Said, I'm not Malka. Darkei Tzia in Aveilois. The roads are mourning. Said, I'm not Malka. Then they told him that Yirmiyahu said, Soreho, the enemy of the Jewish people, is going to be the Rosh. They're going to be king. He said, oh, that already affects me. Now it's already impacting me in my pocket, in my wallet. So Amaluhu, he told him, Amru, who said this? And they said, Ki Hashem Hoigo Al Roiv Pishael. He says, oh, this is all coming from God because he is going to take revenge over all the sins and everything that's happened. So when he heard that Yoyakim, he cut out all the shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vesar from the Eish, and he threw it into a fire. And that's Pshan in the Pasik that says, V'loi Pachatu, V'loi Karu Es Bigdeyem, HaMelech V'chal Avodah V'ashoyim Es Kol Advarim. So the pasuk says that there were a lot of people that witnessed what happened, and they didn't react the way they should have. The pasuk like pachadu, they weren't scared. For like karuas bigdeyem, they didn't rise kriya. So the Gemara says, Michal, what do you see from here? The bowl, the mikra, that really they were supposed to rise kriya. And this is the makar that if somebody witnesses a sefer Torah and Nisraf, he has a chi of kriya. Amalei rapapala bayo emar mishum shmoy sarais. How do you know that the reason there was a chi of kriya there was because of sefer Torah? Maybe it's because of the shmoy sarais. Maybe because this was bad tidings, right? They heard a bad psura. Maybe that was the chi of, meaning there was a shmoy sarais. What was the Shmoyis Rais? They heard the Nevuah of Eicha. So maybe it's because of the fact that they heard the Nevuah of Eicha, that's what was Mechayv. They heard that Rav Yisrael was about to be killed. They heard about Churban Bayis Rishon and all the Divrei Chazal and the Gemaras and Kamtza Bar Kamtza and Perakan Hazaken and all the Medrashim and Eicha. So maybe that's why there was a Chiyav Kriya. Amaleh said the Gemara said Shmoyis Rais, but he shaita mihav. All it was Nevuah. There was no Shmoyis Rais. Shmoyis Rais means you heard something happen. This is a Nevuah. They heard something that would happen. And what's the Oimek? The Oimek is a Nevuah could always change. A Nevuah Ra can always change, like the Rambam famously says. So they didn't hear something bad happen. They heard something bad might happen. That's not called Shmoyis Rais. So must be the reason there was a Chiyuv Kriya was not because of the Toichen of the Nevuah, but must be it's because of something that happened. What happened? The only thing that happened was is the Shtaskaris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were burnt. Oh, if that's the reason, must be that a Sefer Torah Shen Nisraf, the Halach is a Chiyuv Kriya. Amrav Chelboy, Amrav Huna. Haroi Sefer Torah Shen Nikra. If somebody sees a Sefer Torah Shen Nikra, Chayev Lekriya is a Chiyuv Kriya. Not just that shtei kriyas. He has to do it twice. Achad al gvil, once because of the parchment, achad al ksav, and the other one because of the ksav. So there's a chiyav kriya times two. Number one, the actual sefer Torah. Number two, the words of the sefer Torah. Shenema, because the pasuk says achri sreif hamelach has a megillah the es hadvarim. So you see that the megillah luchud and the dvarim, the words luchud. Rabbi Rabbuna bar Chiya, Havi Yosvi, they will sit together. So Rab Abba was sitting with Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Zok the Gemara, come Rab Abba. Rab Abba got up, bayu lafnuye, and he wanted to go to the bathroom. So shokli l'taytef, he took off his tefillin, because he can't take tefillin into the bathroom. Achse abeisadi, and he put it down on a cushion. As he did this, asoy basna misa, an ostrich came, bayu l'mivlo, and wanted to swallow, wanted to eat the tefillin. Omar, so Rab Abba said, hashto. It's a good thing this didn't happen, because had it happened, ichayven lishtei kriyas. He said, I would have had a chiv to rise kriya twice. Amalei minolocha, how do you know that? He said, not just that. Meaning, what was he thinking? Because the tefillin is like a sefer Torah shenisraf, and there's a chiv times two. Number one for the gvil, number two for the dvarim. But he told him back. He said, I'll tell you a ma'isa that happened. Vav didi hava uv, the same story. Vasoy the kamadir amasna, came to amasna, but he hadn't really didn't know what halacha was. Vasoy the kamadir of Yehuda, so I brought it to the great Rav Yehuda, and he told me, hachi amas Shmuel. This is what Shmuel said, loy amru ela bezrayu uke ma'isa shahoy. That it's true, a sefer Torah shenisraf, there's a chiv of kriya, and not just one chiv of kriya, but there's a chiv of two kriyas. But the only time that's true is if it's bezrayu uke ma'isa shahoy. So if somebody bezrayu with force would take the Sefer Torah and would burn it. That's when there would be a chiyuv. But here, this basna misa is coming and is taking away. That's not called bezraya. And because that's not called bezraya, it's not kemaisa shahaya. Which maisa shahaya? The story with Yoyakim, where he physically took all the askaras Hashem and he went ahead and he burnt it. So for that reason, this would not be included in this halach. So before we go weiter and continue on this theme, so just one ha'ara, we're not going to really talk about this now because we have a related rabbin on this that Be'ezus Hashem will be posted. But there's a fascinating discussion in some of the earlier tshuvas that are related to this one line. The line that says, Hachi Amra Shmuel, Loi Amru Ela Bezraya Ukemaisa Shahaya. And that was an exchange between two G'dayli Yisrael in the late 17th century, early 18th century, the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi. And the Maisa Shahaya Kachaya was, where there was a terrible fire in Prague. And the whole Yiddish Kehila went up in flames. And the Yidden was standing, and they were helpless, and they were watching as this happened. The Shvus Yaakov was the Rav in Prague at the time. He survived, but he survived without a svarim. He writes to the Chacham Tzvi in his tshuva that all he has is, he has some Gemaras, and he has some Ein Yaakovs. He said, Shvus Yaakov wrote a pirish on Ein Yaakov. He wrote the Ein Yaakov. But he said he has with him his Gemaras, and he has with him the Ein Yaakov. He says, I don't even have a Beis Yosef. He says, I don't have anything else. That's the only thing that survived with me. And he sent the Shaila to the Chacham Tzvi. He wanted to know if he had a Chi of Kriya. If all the people in Prague that saw the city go up in flames have to tear their clothing twice, what would be the tzad they should have a Chi of Kriya? Because as Allah says, for Teresh and Nisraf, there's a Chi of Kriya. And they held that they had just witnessed the Sifrei Torah burn. They saw the whole city burn. They saw the shuls burn. And based on that, they were suggesting that maybe there's a Chi of Kriya. So the Shvus Yaakov writes to the Chacham Tzvi. He says, "Ein, an Umin can't do any of his work unless he has his Kli Melacha." He says, I don't have my Svarim. Afilu Beis Yosef, he says, I don't have anything with me. And he says, of course I don't have anything with me. He says, no way I can pask in the Shaila. And he says, besides, he says, Shmait the boy Tzlusa. And he says, I don't have Tzlusa. He said, I can't think straight right now. He said, I'm in no position. He said, it would be malpractice for me right now to pask in the Shaila. I'm not in a place where I could do that. I just saw my whole city, my whole Kehila go up in flames. He says, I don't feel like I have, from a Balachraya's perspective, I can't be the one to pask in the Shaila. So he sends a letter to the Chacham Tzvi, Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, what should we do? Now, in the tshuva, the Shvus Yaakov acknowledged right away that really, at first glance, you would think that this whole suggestion for there to be a Chi of Kriya really doesn't get off the ground. Why? Because the Gemara says that if someone sees the Sefer Torah Shenisraf, he has a Chiv to rise Kriya. But what does the Gemara say? The only time there's a Chiv is if it's Bezraya u'kemaisa shahaya. This wasn't Bezraya and it wasn't kemaisa shahaya. There was a fire. The fire just happened to have happened. No one said it was even arson. So it's not kemaisa shahaya like what happened with Yoyakim. So based on that, just from reading the Gemara, even Daf Yomi Dik, it would seem to emerge that there should be no chiyuv. And the truth is, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that the only time there's a chiyuv kriya for a sefer Torah shenisraf is if it's bezraya u kemaisa shahaya. Stating that, the Shvus Yaakov, without Svarim, got into a whole pilpul trying to understand what exactly Bezroya means. Meaning, what's the definition of Bezroya? So Pashat, when you think of Bezroya, you think someone's coming and forcefully doing it. Like Yoyakim did. He was the king. Nobody was going to stop him. Nobody's able is going to get in his way. And that's the way it happened. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi here has a different pshat. Bezroya, she'en yochel atziloi. Rashi says the definition of Bezroya is you're helpless. She'en yochel atziloi. You would love to try to do something about it, but you have no ability to do it. So he said, if the definition of Bezroya is en yochel atziloi, he said there was no way to stop this fire. This fire was completely out of control and there was nothing for anybody to do. And because of that, maybe it's included in en yochel atziloi. This was the question that the Shvus Yaakov asked the Chacham Tzvi. This is the very abridged version of the question that the Shvus Yaakov asked the Chacham Tzvi. The abridged version of the answer is the Chacham Tzvi told the Shvus Yaakov there's no chiyuv kriya. He says absolutely no chiyuv, and he said the reason is because you never saw the Sefer Torah in Nisraf. You saw the shuls, you saw the kehilah, but you didn't physically see the Sefer Torah in Nisraf. And the chiyuv is not for knowing it happened. This is not anan sahadi. You have to physically see it. It's that real. The fact that you actually saw something like this happen, that's what would obligate you in Kriya. And he said, because you never saw it, it's for that reason there's no Chiyuv Kriya. This whole story, this whole episode, and there's a lot of Pashid learning our daf that we're learning right now, and a lot of fascinating things. It's brought in Shailas of Chuvas Chacham Tzvi Chelak Aleph Shaila Yudzayin, and it's also in the Chuvas of the Shvus Yaakov. It's the same exact Chuvas from the Shvus Yaakov to the Chacham Tzvi, and from Chacham Tzvi to the Shvus Yaakov. And Shvus Yaakov, it's Chelak Aleph. It's Simin Pei Dalid. It's in both of these places. Either way, that's Dara. I'll tell you one other interesting Na'ara that the Shvus Yaakov discusses in this Shaila, and Reb Shlomo Kluger and it's Chachma Shlomo on the Shulchan Aruch. He asks this question as well. We learned the Gemara yesterday's daf, where the Gemara says Ha'oimed Al Ames B'Shas. If someone is standing by a mace, b'shas yitzias neshama, chayiv l'kraya. He has a chiyuv kriya, right? If someone's present by a mace, b'shas yitzias neshama, even if he's not a kariv, he has a chiyuv kriya. And the Gemara said, l'maza daima. I'll explain it to you in a mashal. L'sefer Torah shenisraf shechayiv l'kraya. Just like a sefer Torah shenisraf, there's a chiyuv kriya. So to hear there's a chiyuv kriya. It's afraid of Shlomo Kluger. That if Chazal wanted to give it a mashal to this halacha, I'd have no kash. But Chazal gave a mashal. They said, you want to know why, if someone's standing by a neshama that leaves a guf, there's a chiyuv kriya, because l'mazeh doim, I'll explain to you what a mashal. It's a sefer Torah shenisraf. Rashi says, the neshama is the ner, and Torah is eichet the ner, kiner mitzvah the Torah are. But the point is, it's sefer Torah shenisraf. It's a freit of Shlomo Kluger, and really the Shvus Yaakov asks this kasha in his shiloh that he presented to the Chacham Tzvi with that ma'aseh shahayah. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says that even a sefer Torah shenisraf, the only time there's a chiyuv kriya is l'yamru ela bizraya. So you see, even the Sefer Torah Shenisraf Alein is only Bezroya Ukemaisa Shahaya. When a neshama leaves a guf, it's Bezroya Ukemaisa Shahaya. Maybe. But that was the kasha. The kasha is that the only reason a person has a chiyuv kriya if he's oymed b'shas yitzias neshama is because it's sefer Torah shenisraf. Sefer Torah shenisraf gufa has to be dumya de hayakim. So it's just some food for thought. It just opens up the mind a little bit to understand misa and ptira and maybe the fight between the guf and the neshama in yochel hatziloi. That's for sure. That's why the Shvus Yaakov held that Rashi learned in yochel hatziloi and not zroya literally, because you see that misa is compared to Sefer Torah and Nisraf. Where's the Zraya? Must be it's the Eina Yochel Atzila. Again, it's a very interesting discussion. Ayin Shom. Zok Tegemar Vayta Ar Yehudim Inol. And how do we know that if somebody sees the ruins of Yudei as a Chiyav Kriya, Dichsiv? So we're learning more Nach. The Pasuk says, and this is Yirmiyo Perek Mem Aleph. Ayavoyu Anoshim Mishchem. The people came from Shchem, Mishiloi, Umishoimroi. They came from Shchem, Shiloi, Shoimroi, all the same region. Shmoinim Ish, 80 people. Megulche Zokun. They had shaven their beards. Ukriye begadim. Their clothing was torn. Umeskoydedin. They had ripped their body. Umincha ulevayna biyadim. They had a mincha and ulevayna. Lahavi beis Hashem. They were coming to bring karbanis. So why did they have torn clothing? Because they had seen the Ari Yehuda that had been destroyed. Now they're coming to bring karbanis. They didn't realize Beis Hamikdash was also destroyed. But at that time, all they had seen was the Ari Yehuda. And Afal Pikein, they write Kriyas. You see, there's a Chiyuv Kriya for Ari Yehuda. Amar Rav Chelbi, Amar Uda Bira, Amar Rav Loz. Ari Yehuda Berchoban. If somebody sees Ari Yehuda Berchoban and Oimer, he's supposed to say a pasuk. The pasuk he's supposed to say is Ari Kotshecha. Hayu midbar. The Korean, he writes his career. Yushalayim b'chorbana. If somebody sees Yushalayim b'chorbana, he should read the next part of the pasuk. Tziyoin midbar hayasa Yerushalayim shemama. The Korean, he writes his career. Beis hamikdash b'chorbana. If someone sees the makam hamikdash, Oymer is supposed to say Beis kotshenu v'sifarteinu asher hilalucha v'yseinu hayu l'sreif asesh v'chol machmadenu hayu l'charva. v'koreya, and he's supposed to rise kriya. Says the Gemara. The Braisa said, koreya la mikdash. Someone's supposed to rise kriya if he sees the makam la mikdash. U'maisev al Yerushalayim. And he's supposed to be maisev for the churban of Yerushalayim. Frek the Gemara v'midah. I'll ask you a kasha. Echadashim edach l'ireya. Any person that hears about this, or someone sees it, kimin shekibini, he hears about the churban, kimin shekibini l'tzoifin. When he comes to harat tzoifin of the end of Masechtas Makkos fame, koreya, he's supposed to rise kriya v'koreya al mikdash b'fnei atzmo v'al Yerushalayim b'fnei atzmo. And then he's supposed to rise kriya for the mikdash, and he's supposed to rise kriya for Yerushalayim. So number one, a person has to rise kriya on the churban as soon as he comes to tzoifin. Not just that, a special kriya for the mikdash, a special kriya for Yerushalayim. What's the stira? Our braisa said koreya al mikdash u'maisef al Yerushalayim. Here it says it's supposed to be a special kriya for both. So the Gemara says like kasha. It depends on which one he came to first. Had the pagam mikdash bereisha, had the pagam Yerushalayim bereisha. If first the person comes to Yerushalayim, so then he has to rise kriya for Yerushalayim, and then he has to rise kriya again for the Beis HaMikdash. Special kriya for the Mikdash, that's the second brisa. The first brisa that says he's kareya al Mikdash, u'moisef al Yerushalayim, that's if he first came to the Beis HaMikdash, saw it destroyed, and then Yerushalayim. So for the Beis HaMikdash is a proper kriya. For Yerushalayim, he doesn't have to have a proper kriya. All he has to do is be moisef. Now, what's the obvious question? How could a person get to the Makam HaMikdash without first getting to Yerushalayim? So Rashi asks the kasha, and Rashi comes up with a whole heichetimtza, an ikimta. Rashi says it's talking about where he came with a shida teva migdal. Or he came in a wagon, he was in a car, so he didn't see what was going on outside. He's doing his own thing, tinted windows. All of a sudden, he pulls up to the Makam HaMikdash, and he sees the Makam HaMikdash, it's destroyed. So he didn't see the Yerushalayim Bechurbana until he saw the Mikdash Bechurbana. That's where this halacha would be again. Tanu Rabbanan, V'kulan, all the different people that we just said have a chiyuv kriya. Rashan l'shaylulan, ulamaylulan, ulaloikdan, v'lasaysan kemin sulamais, avaloy lachaysan. So we said already in the braisa, the elu kron she'im mesachin. There's a chiyuv kriya, number one. Number two, they mesachin, the nalat asawit back. So this braisa is adding a very important point, which we could have inferred from the previous braisa, but this braisa is saying it a little bit more thoroughly. And that is, it's only v'loy mesachin. But if a person wants to sew it back together, albeit not in such good stitches, shaylulan, maylulan, loikdan, lasaysan kemin sulamais, these are all synonyms. These are all examples where a person's he's sewing it, but like with a shinoi. It's not a perfect sewing. That's mutar. Amar Rav Chizda said that when we say that you're not allowed to be ma'achid, you can't sew it properly, it will be ichui alexandri. Meaning there are certain ways a person could sew it. It's ichui alexandri, that type of sewing. Rashi says, the havikasholim. That's like a more proper sewing. That really fixes the beged. That's what's not okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Mi'inyan le'inyan. Hakirei amitai hasholo. Let's say somebody has a chiyuv to rise kriya. So he's taking a beged that was once torn, that was sewed back. Could he do it or not? So could a person re-tear something that was once torn? Not even torn l'shem mitzvah. Let's say someone had a beged that was torn. Stop, he fell on the floor. He tore the beged. Okay, so it was sewn back together. Could he tear that and be yoytza the chiyuv kriya? So it says the braisa, it's the inverse of the previous braisa. If somebody would rise kriya on an area that was shalal, it was sewed together, but in this temporary way, mitaycha mala, mitaycha leket, mitaycha sulamos, la yatzi, he's not yaitza, mitaycha ichoy. If, however, he tore it in a place where it was sewed back properly, yatza is yaitza. Again, what's the svara? Because if it's considered sewing, then you wouldn't be able to do it when there's a chiyuv kriya, but if you would tear that beged, it would be considered torn. Amrav Chizra, Rav Chizra said, what's the definition of ichoy? It's be ichoy Alexandri, Tanu Rabbanan. Another braisa related to kriya. Rashoy lahivchin l'matul achoysay. If a person wants to sew a beged back, there is an eitza. Meaning, till now, there's no eitza. If someone had a chi of kriya for any of the aforementioned, that long list, there's nothing he could do. He could sew it back, kamin sulamais, whatever that means. But if a person wants to go and sew it properly, that's not something he could do. There is an eitza. He could take the beged and he could flip it upside down. So the top of the beged will be on the bottom, right? The kriya is on the top of the beged. So you could put the top on the bottom on the top, then you could sew it. No, you can't do that. That's not an eitzah. Another, let's say someone has a beged. He wrote kriya, now he wants to sell it. Could he now sew it back together, like a shinui rishus? Meaning the moicher, the person that tore kriya, he can't do it. But now someone else has it. So maybe he's allowed to. So the Gemara says, no, asala chaysay. It's a din in the cheftza. It's a din in the beged. The beged, you cannot be sewn together. Lefichach, it's for that reason, very obvious halacha, moicher tzarech leidir leikeach. Person's going to sell this beged that's torn. He has to sell the leikeach. He said, I'm selling you this beged, but you have to know you're not allowed to sew it back together. Tanu Rabbanan, tchilas kriya tefach. Kriya is a tefach. That's the shir kriya. V'toysef es shalosh es bais. If someone wants to be moisif on kriya, so the shir hoysafa es shalosh es bais. Now, who said anything about being moisif ala kriya? That's the Gemara we learned on the bottom of the Yomid. Where the Gemara said that if someone is rising kriya on Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash. So he writes his kriya on the Mikdash. Yerushalayim, he doesn't have to do a whole kriya. He only has to be moisef. And as we're about to see, sometimes there's a concept of just being moisef on a kriya. So the actual kriya is a tefach. The toisefes is less. It's only shalosh etzbayis. A tefach is made up of four etzbayis, right? Six tefachim into the amim, four etzbayis to the dam. So the Tosefes is less, it's only three etzbayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tchilas Kriya Sholish etzbayis. The original Kriya is three etzbayis, less than what Rav Meir said. Rav Meir said a tefach. The Tosefes is also less kosher. Omar Ula said, Halacha Kri Rav Meir, B'Kriya, we pass like Rav Meir, B'Kriya L'Chumra, that it has to be a tefach. But Halacha Kri Rav Yehuda, B'Tosefes, we pass like Rav Yehuda regarding the Tosefes, that it only has to be a kosher. Tanya Nami Hochi, it's a b'ris. Rabbi Yehuda said, Tchilas Kriya tefach. The original Kriya has to be a tefach, but Tosefes kosher, Tosefes only a kosher. Tanya Rabbana, Nach b'ris. Omar Loi Meis Aviv, someone was told that his father died. V'Kari Reis Kriya, Meis Benoi. And then Rachman Otzani was told that his son died. V'Hoisef, and he was Moisef Kriya, so that's okay. The father needs a proper kriya. The son, he can only be moisef. So tachtei mesacha, the bottom part, the toisefes, he could sew back properly. El yoneinu mesacha. But the top part, he's not let to sew back properly. Why? So this is based on a gemara that we learned earlier in the perek, that for a father, he's not let to sew it back. For a child, any one of the other kriyim, he could. Now, not right away, he has to wait shloshim, but whenever he could, he could. So the father's ainu mesacha, the child is mesacha. Meis benoi, what if it was in the reverse? He was told that his son died. V'karei, right? Kriya. Meis aviv v'hoisiv. So elyo in the top part, mesacha. He could be mesacha. Tachto in the bottom part, ainu mesacha. Meis aviv, meis imoi. Meis achiv, meis achoisiv. What if he was told that all these people died? He was told at the same time. Kriya, kere, echel, kulon, one kriya. Read them, say, remember, then Beseira says, Al kulon kere echad, al aviv al imay echad. No, it has to be one kriya for the kraivim and one special kriya for aviv and imay. You can't combine the two. Lefisha ein moisifin al kere aviv imay, because you can't be moisif on the kriya of an aviv imay, and you also, a person can't make the kriya of aviv imay a teisefes. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. My time, Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, lefisha ein beteisefes, because aviv imay, they're excluded. It has to be a proper kriya. That's what it has to be for Aviv Imay. This no Tosefes at all. Omer Shmuel said, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. That what? This chumra, that when it comes to kriya of Aviv Imay, it can't get involved in Tosefes. So the Gemara asks, a gishmak a kash. Mi Omer Shmuel hachi, because Shmuel have said that. Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, lo chumra, that a person can never combine the kriya of Aviv Imay with another kriya. For Omer Shmuel, Shmuel said, Halacha kidivri ha-mekel ba-avil. The halacha is like the mekel ba-avil. And this next line is very, very important. So the Gemara says, it's true. Shmuel said we always paskin like the Mekel and Avelos. And based on that, we should paskin like the Mekel, that the Kriya for Aviv Imoy could be part of a Tosefes. Why did he paskin like Yehuda ben Beseira, who said this big Chumrah? So the Gemara says, you have to say Avelos Lechud and Kriya Lechud. You have to say that Avelos and Kriya are different. So it's true when it comes to Avelos, there the halach is halacha kedivrei amekel ba'avel. However, when it comes to kriya, over there, you don't have this halacha. One more gemara. Heichen kare, up until where is a person supposed to do kriya? I mean, how far down does the kriya go? Ati vuroi, till the navel, also known as the belly button. V'yeshayim, some say, ad liboy, until the person's heart. And afal pishayim, right, living, there's no riot to this. Abazeich ledavri yashenema, v'karu levavchem, v'al bigdeichem, tear your hearts. Now, there it's not speaking literally. The Navi is saying that don't tear your begadim, tear your heart. But al kaparim, there's a makar to kriya of the leif. Let's say a person tore it back in, and he tore it until tivuroi. So at this point, he can't be moisef anymore. Meaning, we just learned there's a concept of toisefes on kriya. But a person can't be moisef beyond tivuroi. So what would he have to do if he wants to tear this begad again? Marchik shalosh etzbayis. He would have to go to another location. He has to distance himself three etzbayis. V'karei, and he can do the kriya over there. The smala milfanov. What happens if the whole front of the begad was already torn? Machzir lachayiv. You can go to the back. The smala milmala. Let's say the top of the begad is torn. Hoivchay milmata. He can flip it around. V'karei milmata. But if somebody tears the bottom of the begad or the sides of the begad, he's not yotzer. It always has to be the top. Maybe he can change the begad. But if the bottom part is the way it's going to be worn, and that's where it's going to be torn, that's not okay. Elo, the only exception to this is Shekoyin Gadol Peir Milmata. Kohen Gadol, when he does Kriya Milmata, and we will stop here. We'll just end with one raid bite. And that is yesterday's daf. The Gemara talked a lot about Hespedim, right? The Gemara told stories about different Amoraim and the Hesped that they received. A classic Gemara with a lot of famous lines. I mean, unfortunately, they're famous in the context of Levayis and Divrei Hesped. But at the same time, a very, very classic Gemara. There's a very important Gemara in the sugya of Avelos, in the sugya of Aspedim, that's not in Perek Ve'ilu Megalchen. It's actually in Masechta Sanhedrin. It's in Perek Nigmar Hadin. Now, the reason it's in Perek Nigmar Hadin is because the sugyas over there are talking about someone that was Chayv Mises Bezdin, so it's a little bit Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oisa Inyan. And the Gemara over there talks about the concept of a Hesped. And the Gemara had an Ibaya, Ibaya Lohu, Hespeda. The idea of being Maspid, somebody that dies. You kore the chayi hava or you kore the shechvi. Obviously, the idea is to be mechabit. But who is the beneficiary of that kavod? Who are we being mechabit when we maspit somebody? Are we being maspit the chayim or being maspit the shechvi? Is this a hespit for the person that died, the shechvi? I mean, if somebody just died, so there's an Indian, a mechabit lacham moisai, we give him kavod. Or maybe the kavod is not for the person that died, but rather the kavod is for the aveilim. We want to be menachem the aveilim. Birchas Aveilim, Tanchume Aveilim, Hamokim Inachim Eschem. So maybe it's part of being Mechazek and being Mechabed, the Aveilim, that we go ahead and we say Divrei Shvach about their Karev that just died. That's the Bayan in the Gemara. So Gemara says, my Nafkamina, what difference does it make? Gemara says, oh, there's a Nafkamina to Omar. What would be if a person said before he died, Lo Tispidu Lahu Gavra? He says, I don't want to have a Hespet. So the Gemara says like this, if it's Yikar the Shechvi, if the whole purpose is covet for the person that died, so if he's being Meichel on his covet, he says, I don't want a Hespet, so we would listen to him. And by the way, not only would we listen to him, we would be obligated to listen to him, because we all know the principle, Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. So it's his kavod. He's moichel on his kavod. We have an obligation to listen to him. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. So that's it. It would be done. If, however, it's yikar d'chayi, so he's not a balabas on the kavod that comes from a good hesped. And as a result, he could say lo tispidu from today till tomorrow. But at the same time, we have no obligation to listen to him. He's not a balabas on it. And for that reason, we would go ahead and we would do it anyways. That's the ibayin in the Gemara. So the Gemara has a long discussion. Toshma, 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 Toshma. This is a classic Ibayilu in the Gemara. And the Gemara comes out, the Maskana, Shma Mina, Yukara de Shikhvi hu Shma Mina. The Maskana sa Gemara is that a Hespit is Yukara de Shikhvi. It's the covet for the person that died Shma Mina, which means, based on the Cheshman of the Gemara, that if a person would say that he doesn't want to have a Hespit, he would say it. He would put it in his sava. The halach is shoymen loy. We would listen to him, and the reason we would listen to him is because it's yikar the shichvi, and based on what the Gemara says, if it's yikar the shichvi, he has a right to be moichel al kvoda. And the truth is, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Yerideya Simon Shin Dalid Men. It's in Hilchas Avelos. It's Siv Katan Yud. Misha Tziva Shaloy Yaspidu Shoymen loy. If somebody was mitzav, he wrote his sava. He says that la'acha mei ve'esrim. He doesn't want any espedim. Talach is shoymen loy. We listen to him. The Ramah says, by the way, that what would be if a person says, I don't want that the people should sit shiva and there should be no shloishim, ain't shayimim loy. That is not a balabas. That has nothing to do with his covet. That the kravim have an obligation to do. But if a person says he doesn't want a hesped, that's fine. He could. Misha tziva shalo yaspidu, shayimim loy. Stating that, the Pischei Tshuva, right here on the page, brings a dover nifla. And that is when the Pnei Yeshua was nifter. So the Pnei Yeshua was Rabban Shalkol B'nei Agayla. And when the Pnei Yeshua passed away, so they opened up his Sava, and it said in his Sava that he doesn't want any Hespeda. He was a Tziva Shalo Yaspidu. And the Yidin didn't know what to do. The Pnei Yeshua was the Gadol Adar. And obviously, they were planning a very, very big Levaya with Hespedim. And the Hespedim for Gedolim wasn't only at the time of the Levaya. They were constant Hespedim. We saw it in the Gemara and committing Yisrael that were going to be Hespedim for the Pnei Yeshua. But he was a Tziva Shalo Yaspidu. But they didn't want to listen because he's the Pnei Yeshua. How could we not be Maspid the Pnei Yeshua? So they sent the Shiloh to the Noida Yehuda. And they asked the Noida Yehuda, what should we do? Are we supposed to listen to the Pnei Yeshua or not? So Noida Yehuda said, it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's Halach and Psuka. Mishin Tziva Shalo Yaspidu Shaymiloi. And it's based on a very thorough, but at the same time, clear-cut Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, where the Gemara has a holy baya, and the Gemara comes out, Hespeda is Yikar the Shechvi, and Shma Mina, Yikar the Shechvi, Shma Mina, and the Nafkamina is that we listen to him. So really, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames, and Kalvachayim Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Pnei Yeshua. Who's going to go against something that the Pnei Yeshua said? So the Yehuda said that, of course, the Muschel Rishon is we have to listen. Stating that, the Pnei Yeshua says that I'm giving you a heter right now, I'm paskining that we should be masped, and there should be proper Hespeda for the Pnei Yeshua. So he says, how do I have the places to say this? So he based it on a Tosfos in the end of Perek Arba Misos in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches Amaral. So the context over there is Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol had passed away. We spoke about this recently in Perek Veilu Magalchen, where Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol spent the latter part of his life in Nidui, and Cheirim, and Shamta, whatever exactly it was, but he was in some form of Cheirim, and as a result, the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer, they had distanced themselves very, very much from Rabbi Eliezer. But then, Soif Yomov, Kishachalu Rabbi Eliezer, they re-engaged with their Groser Rebbe, and the Gemara tells different stories with Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer, how they began conversing with him. Either way, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samaches, Amad Aleph, it describes the actual patira of Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara said that when Rabbi Akiva heard what happened to Rabbi Eliezer, as soon as word got to Rabbi Akiva, Hayamakibsari. So the way he reacted was, is he started hurting himself. He was makibsari, literally, until blood was pouring out of his body. And then he stood by Shura, va'omer, and he said, a pasuk that we mentioned in today's daf, he said, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael ufarasha. And he said what Elisha said when Eliyahu HaNavi was taken away. And then he said, Harbe Mois Yeshli. He says, I have so much money, but the only shulchan ilahar tzayson. I don't have a shulchan ilahar tzayson. I don't have a money changer to be able to exchange. I have all this money, but I don't know what to do with it because it's not over the seicher right now because I have no way of monetizing it. Either way, that's what the Gemara says was the reaction of Akiva ben Yosef, of the great Rabbi Akiva, when he heard Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was nifta. So Tosfos asks the obvious kasha. Frank Tosfos, Rabbi Akiva's reaction to the ptira of Rabbi Eliezer was that he started being makib b'psari at shahoyu damei shoyseis la'aretz umishum seret lenefesh. Frank Tosfos, how could he have done that? We know there's a law in the Torah that says seret lenefesh. A person is not allowed to cut his body if he hears that somebody died. Right, these are all things that are inyan le'inyan b'ayseinyan. These are things that a person is not allowed to do. So how is Rabbi Akiva allowed to do this? So Tosfos says it's a very, very short Tosfos. It's not a problem. You know why? Because the reason Rabbi Akiva was doing this was not because of the fact that Rabbi Eliezer had died, but it was because of the Torah that was lost together with the Ptira of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Kida Amar, says Tosfos, read what Rabbi Akiva said. Harbe Mois Yeshli, I have so much money. He says, but I have no way of changing and monetizing that money. In other words, Tosfos is saying that when Rabbi Eliezer passed away, two things happened to Rabbi Akiva. And really, two things happened to the entire Jewish nation. Number one, a great man left this world. A person died, but not just a person. It wasn't just a Sefer Torah Shenisraf. It was a grace of Sefer Torah Shenisraf. This is the great Rabbi Eliezer. This is the neshama of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. We know about Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. That's who was Nifter. But in addition to that, there was another hefsid that just came to the world. And that is, there was a tremendous amount of Torah. There was Torah that left the world that we won't get back. Ad bias goyel tzedek. When it's going to be Kishonim Kadmai Nios. But until then, we're going to be missing this Torah. Says Tosfos, Rabbi Akiva wasn't mourning in this exaggerated way the death of the mensch, Rabbi Eliezer, but what he was mourning was the hefsid of Torah that was now lost. And just to bring it out a little bit differently, if somebody would lose a lot of money, so he has a right to mourn the fact that he lost a lot of money. The Gemara talks about Tava Sfinasei Bayom, where this person is going to be Torah B'machshavta. The Gemara even has a Hava Mina that he should be Potem in a Mitzvah. So Noisik B'mitzvah, Potem in a Mitzvah. He's Torah B'dvar Mitzvah if someone's Tava Sfinasei Bayom. But the point is, that's a personal hasid. To Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer's Petira was Tava Sfinasei Bayom. That was literally the mushel that he used. Harbin Mois Yeshli, Ve'inli Shulchan Nila Hartzaisan. So Tosfos is saying a Chiddush in La Locha that is a Locha V'ser. That's if you're doing it from the mace. That's because somebody died. Oh, I'm so bitsar that this person is not alive anymore. So because of that, he's going to mourn in this excessive way. This is not something you're allowed to do. But what if someone has a personal hefsid, something terrible and tragic? No one died, but something tragic happened to somebody. He has a right to mourn, and he has a right to mourn the way he wants to mourn. There's no law in the Torah that governs that. The law governs the fact that somebody died, but it doesn't govern some other hefsid that a person might have. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer was mourning. Rabbi Akiva was mourning. He wasn't mourning the ptira of the gavra, Rabbi Eliezer. He was mourning the hefts of the Torah that was lost. So the Noi de Yehuda said that you see from Tosfos that any time an Adam Gadol dies, there's two dinim in the ptira. There's the gavra, there's the hefza. There's the person that died, and then there's all the Torah that went along with it. So he said, the Pnei Yeshua, like every other person, is a balabas of Zayn Gavra, of Zayn Mensch, and he has a right to say, Al tispiduni, don't be maspid me. 100%. He has the authority to do it. And if so, and if he does it, you have to listen to him, because mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. And if he says, I don't want you to do something for me, we don't do it. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and he has a right to be moichel al kloide, like the maskana sagamari, mesachtes sanhedrin, daf memvav. Abizok, the Rebbe Yehuda, a person has a right to mourn his own hefsid, and to play Yeshua. Bekog du losai. Doesn't have a right to tell you not to. And he said, on that he's not a balabas. Because he's not a balabas on the Torah that we're losing as a result of the fact that we don't have a plain shoe in the Torah anymore. And the Rebbe Yehuda said, on that, mekem mas pizayin. And his loshen was, that madach Rabbi Akiva used this svara for a lav in the Torah of the seret lenefesh, kal v'choymer, for a dinder rabbanon of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. That's what the Rebbe Yehuda said. And this is what he paskin. This takes places. But this was the psak of the Rebbe Yehuda. He said that ordinarily I would listen. Oh, but because he's the Pnei Yeshua, I'm not listening to him. Unbelievable. It's mamish hepech hasvar. It's counterintuitive. If mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames for a posh deyid, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames for the heilig of Pnei Yeshua, but he said just the opposite. Because the Pnei Yeshua, there's two dinim. And it's true, he could say, I don't want a person. Not Pnei Yeshua. We're not being mechabed you. That's not what this is about. But at the end of the day, harbe mois yesh li ve'in li shulchan ni l'artzoysan. And it's for that reason that this is something that we feel we need to do. And as mentioned, this is on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. And really, this became a precedent throughout Jewish history. That there were G'dayli Yisrael that wrote in their tzavos that I don't want hespedim. And afal pikein, there were other G'dayli Yisrael that got up and they were maspid. And they were being soymich primarily on this psak halach of the Noi de Yehuda, who paskin this way when the Pnei Yeshua was nifter, which is brought down in the Pischei Tshuva. It's literally on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that there's such an idea that there's two dinah by the Ptira of a rabbin shal kol b'nei agoy, like Rabbi Akiva said, and it's based on that. This is something that they would do. Just a few examples of this is Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote in his Sava that after he's nifter, he doesn't want any hespedim. In stating that, the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Edim, the Gadol Adar, he was maspid Rabbi Kiva Eger. And in his hesped, he quoted this Noida Yehuda with the Pnei Yeshua, and he said, Kvar Hoy Rezokin, that Rabbi Yehuda already paskin this about the Pnei Yeshua, that he's not a balabas. I saw that the Shoilu Meshiv, Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin, was told that the Oruch Haner of Yaakov Etlinger had written in his Sava that he didn't want any hespedim. And Rabbi Yosef Shol said, Kvar Hoy Rezokin, that you the paskin already, that when it comes to a Gadol Adar, someone that was Rabin Shal Kol B'nei Agoylo, we go ahead and we're maspid anyways. And this is what he did. And this was all based on the Groysa Plates from the Noi Debi Yehuda. I'll tell you something interesting. Where does this come from? So again, it's in the Pischei Tshuva. But where did the Pischei Tshuva get it from? This Mesoira that the Noi Debi Yehuda had paskin based on a Toysfiz tucked away in Mesechta Sanhedrin Daf Samaches Amar Aleph, that when it comes to a Gadol Adar, there's two dinim, and as a result, you don't have this halacha that a person can be Moichel HaKvoideh. It comes from the Noi Debi Yehuda's Talmud, Rabbi Loza Fleckless, in Shailos Tshuvah's Tshuvah Me'ahava. The Pischei Tshuvah quotes us. It's in Tshuvah Me'ahava, it's Chelek Aleph, it's Simen Kufayin Dalet. And he writes that he heard this from one of his Chaverim who saw it in the Ksav Yad of Rameir Fischelis. So Rameir Fischelis had left over Ksav Yad. He was a Chaver HaBezdin of the Noid of Yehuda. And he had written down this Maisa, that he heard it directly from the Noid of Yehuda, that the Noid of Yehuda gave this Psak. And this is where it came from. So it came from the Ksav Yad of one of the Chavrei HaBezdin of Prague, of the Noi Debi Yehuda. Rabbi Loza Fleckless wrote this in Tshuva Me'ahava, made it into the Pischei Tshuva, and this became the Hayra L'Dairis. That is that when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, we treat it differently. So if you go through that Tshuva from the Tshuva Me'ahava, it's very long. Incidentally, he's Mefakfik on the Psak of the Noi Debi Yehuda, Ayin Shom. But it's very long. But one thing he says is Gevaldig. And that is, you know, we had in yesterday's daf, the Gemara said that Rav Ashi went over to one of the famous eulogizers, and he told him, he says, tell me, L'achamev Esrim, what is my hesped going to sound like? Right, he wanted to know what his hesped was going to be. So he went over to Bar Kippuk, and he told him, what are you going to be maspid me? And then he went over to Bar Abin, and he said, what's my hesped going to sound like? And he told him what the hesped is going to sound like. But it sounds like Rav Ashi wanted to hear his hesped, right? Pasha wanted to know, what are you going to say about me after 120? Right, he wanted a hesped. Demis is, there's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Nun Gimel says, the Omalei Rav le Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Rav told Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Achim behespeda the Hasim Kamino. He said, give me a var mehespid. He said, when I die, I'm trusting you. He literally appointed the person to give him a hespid. And he said, don't just give me a hespid. Achim behespeda, Miloshen Cham. He said, I want a heisa hespid. It should be var. I want you to inspire everybody. The Hasim Kamino. We mentioned this before, that Rabbi Yanko Galinsky gave a very, very famous hespid on the stipler. When he got up to be maspid the stipler. So he said that, you know, I'm standing in front of the stipler. I have to be maspid. How can I be maspid the stipler? Nothing I'm going to say, I'm going to be yotze with. Right? It's going to be impossible. How could I possibly do justice to the stipler? So he said, Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Achim Vespey, to be maspid me, the Hossam Kamino, because I'm going to be there. He said, what did he mean, the Hossam Kamino? Pasha means I'm going to be listening, right? I'm there. So trust me, I'm going to be listening. Make sure. You covered the shichvi, like we just learned. But Rav Yankel Galinsky said, no, because he knew Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas was going to be afraid to be maspid Rav. Why? Because anything he's going to say is going to be insufficient. There's no way he's going to be able to do justice. So he told him, the Hossam Kamina, I'm going to be there. And we know, Mikta Shvachai Befanov. So he told him, don't worry about not giving me a proper hesped. The Hossam Kamina, I'm there. You could be Yoitza with Mikta Shvachai. So Rav Yankel Galinsky said it with an epic niggin. He said that, you know, how can you be maspid the stipler? He said, oh, but the Hossam Kamina, the stipler's here. So he says, I know I could be Yoitza with Mikta Shvachai. I'm anyways not allowed to give a proper hesped. So no, Mikta Shvachai, that I could say. But Al Koponim, Rav wanted a Varma hesped. There's another Gemara. The Gemara said, Rebbe said, Altis Biduni Bayaris. That Rebbe in his Savo told Oilam, he said, when you mask, but don't do it in the small shtetlach. Tis peduni bekrak him. He says, go to the big cities. That's where I want it to happen. So Rav Loza Fleckless said that it me oilam temesi. It always bothered me. Rav Ashi wants a grace of hesped. He said, Rebbe, he wants it in the big cities. Rav wants it. Then what? Achim Bespe, the Gemach Avarim a hesped. The Pnei Yeshua didn't want a hesped. Rav Kivega didn't want a hesped. Rav Yaakov Etlinger didn't want a hesped. Why? It was enough. It was humility. They didn't want it. They said, let the Eibishter, no one has to talk about it. Whatever, this is between me and the Eibishter. It's no reason for you to be maspid me. They operated by Tznei Aleches, Abi Rav and Rav Ashi and Rav Yudah Anosim. Just think of these names. They wanted hespedim. They want. So the Chuv Mehavah said, you know what the pshat is, this is a raya berura. This is epic. It's a raya berura to the psak of my Rebbe, the Noid of Yehuda. Because Vaistois, they knew that they weren't going to listen. That you can say Altis Biduni from today till tomorrow. And because there's two dinim when it comes to a Gadol Ador, there's no chiv to listen. So he said, no, if there's no chiv to listen, so you're going to do it anyways. Oh, you're going to do it anyways. Do it right. Do it right, because there's an Indian to be nisbat kahalacha. There's an Indian to inspire people through the hesped. If Rav thought that the oilam would listen to him when he said Altis Biduni, he would have said Altis Biduni. He said, but the problem is he knew they weren't going to listen. You know how he knew? Because the Rebbe's psak. So he said, to me, the biggest raya to the psak of the Noid of Yehuda is the fact that you had Gedoyli Ador, you had Gedoyli Yisrael, who was saying Altis Biduni. I'll just tell you, we'll end with this. You know, we're talking about Rabbi Elazar Fleckless and the Noid of Yehuda. We're talking about hespedim, the... We mentioned this in the past, that Rabbi Loza Fleckless himself was maspid the Noid of Yehuda. B'shas Maisa. He was maspid the Noid of Yehuda. And one of the things that he says is now that we're learning these Gemaras in Perek Vehil Magalchen, we can appreciate a little bit better. So he gets up to be maspid and gives a little bit of akdama. And then he says that the emes is, you know, who am I to go ahead and to be maspid the Noid of Yehuda, someone of such great stature? He said, but I have a schos, because the Gemara says in my katan that when it came time to bury Rav Huna, so he needed someone to go into the Ma'ar of Rav Chia, right? They weren't sure who can go in. So Rav Chagna said, I can go in, because I was Mishamishim, right? He gave a few reasons, but he said, I was Mishamishim. And because I was Mishamishim, that gives me the credentials to be involved and to be engaged. So said the Rav Loza Fleckless, he said that I have the credentials as well. Al Kain, ani yotzakti mayim al yodik may eseshanim. He said, I was Mishamish the Noid of Yehuda, yotzakti mayim. Literally, I made him coffee. I poured water for him for 10 years, he said. And because I was yotzakti mayim, I have the credentials. So listen to what he writes. Ano yodana ba'uvde. Just like Rav Chagda said about Rav Chia, ano yodana ba'uvde. He said, ano yodana ba'uvde. I could tell you maises about the Noid of Yehuda. Just one paragraph. Hirba b'taneisim v'sigufamoy. We don't have to talk about the Torah in the Noid of Yehuda, right? That's easy. But hirba b'taneisim v'sigufamoy. He used to fast, and he used to make sigufim, which is fascinating, because we always speak out the tshuva from the Noid of Yehuda in Lamed Hey, where there was a person who was doing tshuva, right? The whole maisa with chamoisa, with a shviger. And here he came to do tshuva, and he wanted to do sigufim, and he's not sure what to do, how many sigufim he's going to basically be doing Gilgal Shelig, Mamash, right? He didn't know what to do. So the Noid of Yehuda tells him, don't worry about sigufim. Learn Torah, right? It's the famous Noid of Yehuda. He said, open yeshiva. He says, what do you want sigufim for? Torah, that's it. That's what you're supposed to do. Here be betanesim v'sigufim. This is Rabbi Loza Fleckless saying, Eidus, his lashon is, Eidus namana, I'm telling you, honest testimony. I saw this with my own eyes. Tanesim and sigufim. Mishiva asa betamaz ad reshchoy deshav, loy ochal davim menachah. He said, from shiva asa betamaz ad reshchoy deshav, he didn't eat anything alive. May Rosh Chodesh Av Tisha B'Av, from Rosh Chodesh Av until the 9 days, what were the 9 days of Noyd Behuda? Lo yachal rak lechem yavish. All he ate was dry bread. Upizer eifral al lechem. All he ate was dry bread. He wouldn't eat fresh bread. See, bread that wasn't fresh, and he put ashes on the bread. V'kach noag achi yigilu meizikni. He did this until the end of his life. May oylam lo yavar alav chatzayis alayla b'shina atzamach lemisasek. He said literally until mamish the last days of his life, he never was asleep by chatzayis. So what was he doing? What did he do by chatzayis? Hayim mekoyinim b'chatzi alayla churban beis alikinu v'algolas hashchina. He said he used to say tikkun chatzayis. It's not a rebbe. This is the Noyd B'Yehuda, a famous misnagid. Right? This is the Noyd B'Yehuda. He used to say tikkun chatzayis. B'kayitz v'chayrif hu hayim ma'ir rashacha. He used to always wake up fartogs. Arba program b'chayim kav aluma. He used to give 4 shiurim a day. He gave shiurim in Shulchan Aruch. He gave shiurim in Gemara. Right? I'm skipping a little bit. He talks about the Tisha B'Av of the Noyd B'Yehuda. He talks about the Yom Kippur of the Noyd B'Yehuda. He says Yom Kippur, he would stand in his seat and he didn't move. He said, forget about going to sleep. He didn't sleep in Kippur. He said he went to his seat called Nidre and he didn't move until after Yom Kippur. He physically didn't move. So what was he doing? He said he was crying. He was making so much noise with his crying. For Kol Nidre Levat, he said, just by Kol Nidre, Kache Yosha V'Darash, when he darshan, now the Noyd B'Yehuda was an epic Baal Darshan, right? He was a very imposing figure, Kiyodua, a man of stature. So he said, when he would darshan by Kol Nidre, Hoyo Yocha L'Chaper Al Kol Ha'am Adas Yisrael. He said, what was going on, the tshuva that happened in that Beis HaKnesses was literally so powerful it could have been mechaper for Gans Kala Yisrael. Oymdim tzvufim, he says, people were standing squashed. Umala kala azarim mayim midmoy seineim. And he said, literally, there was water, tears were flowing from everybody. Ashrei ayin ras o kolela, he says. Someone that was zoichet to see the Noyd B'Yehuda on Yom Kippur. And to hear his kol nidre drasha. Ashrei ayin ras, okay, he just goes on and on, talking about who the Noyd B'Yehuda was. The tzidkis of the Noyd B'Yehuda. We forget these, I mean, the agadah from 250, 300 years ago. It's mind-boggling. But either way, this was the chiddush of the Noyd B'Yehuda and the plates of the Noyd B'Yehuda to paskin that even though it's a sugya mefureshes and chas and it's a halacha psuk, right? So earlier in the parak we spoke about the plates of the Noyd B'Yehuda, about shaving a chalamay. This is also the plates on the Noyd of the Noyd B'Yehuda that a regular person that says al tispiduni shaymin loy because it's yikar the shichvi and he's a baal bas, he could be moichel al kfayda. But when it comes to a gadol adar, they're not based on a toisvis and mesach the Sanhedrin that there's two dinim. When the gadol adar dies, this person, this the gavin, this the Torah that's being lost, like Rabbi Akiva said, Harbin Mois Yeshli the English Shulchan Ilar Tzoyson. That's something that requires bechia and hesped, and on that he doesn't have to be mevater. And all the hespedim that were always done for Gdoyli Yisrael, Hagam they said not to. It was all based on this psak of the Noyd B'Yehuda.